Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
President-elect making news by selecting a fierce loyalist, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, as his attorney general. Gaetz, who traveled with Trump to Washington today, now tapped to lead the Justice Department, the same department that was investigating the congressman for years for alleged obstruction of justice and for alleged sex trafficking, an investigation that began under Trump's then attorney general, Bill Barr, the DOJ ultimately closing the investigation and bringing no charges against Gaetz. The congressman is currently at the center of an ongoing bipartisan House Ethics Committee investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. Allegations Gaetz has denied, calling the investigation frivolous.
Exactly. Denied from day one. Matt Gaetz has denied those allegations. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot of like cascading consequences of this. The key facts are that Donald Trump has announced Matt Gaetz as the attorney general nominee, and Matt has resigned his position in the House. What that means is that we're going to have a special election for that seat, and that could happen as soon as early January, according to one report that I was reading. The effort is clearly going to be on to make that happen quickly to get all of the Republican seats filled with Republicans by the time the Congress is acting, and certainly by the time the president is running things in January 20th, because Congress comes in early. They come in early in January, and, you know, the majority, though it is real, is slim. And it may expand as various people who apparently can't do elections and shouldn't be able to do elections are still counting these seats. It's still amazing to me. I mean, like, the election is a distant memory in Florida. Like, when did that happen? Was that a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I can't, you know, like, it's so long ago. And other people are still trying to figure out who their congressman is going to be. That's just crazy. Anyway, so there will be a special election to fill the seat. We are a plus 19, if I remember correctly, Republican area. So there will be a Democrat contender. It will not matter. The Democrat will not get elected. The Republican is going to get elected. And then the question is, of course, who that's going to be. And there are a lot of names on my list. Who do you think it ought to be? Or who do you think will be? You know, either way, 437-1620. My list is, let's see, I didn't number this list, but I have, I'll do it real quick. If you hit the bullet numbers, I have 31 people on my list. No, 30. I have 30 people on my list. So there's a lot of people who are going to want this position. There's a handful of people who are what I would say are the real serious contenders. But there's a lot of weird sort of maybe bad blood slash politics involved in this. It's just not surprising for a congressional office. Couple of the names that, you know, that rush to the top of the list. I've heard Ashton Hayward a lot from people. And before this, like, you know, when Matt, if he decides to run for governor, you know, it was, we kind of pre-had this conversation because the expectation is that Matt is going to run for governor. I don't know if he's, if he gets to be the attorney general and he's in there for 2 years, I don't know if he's going to want to run for governor. I mean, maybe he does. Maybe, you know, maybe he has other, I don't know. He knows. I don't know. Just all speculation at this point. Anyway, I think Ashton Hayward is very likely to try for this seat. Every time I have asked Ashton about this, he's very cagey, right? He never says no. Okay. And certainly, I don't know that he's got the broad support across four counties to do it though. The name recognition across four counties. I don't know. I mean, you know, these are all things that have to be figured out later. One name that has come up that I did not know is, Marcus Chambers in Okaloosa County, who's a superintendent and a black conservative. Interesting. Now, the problem for him is who? You know, right? That's going to be a problem. James Ummeyer, the chief of staff for Governor DeSantis, is another one. But here you're going to run into a challenge. The challenge is that, as it has been related to me, Trump and DeSantis are just not besties. And how much they get along really because of the challenge in the primary, right? When DeSantis was one of the last ones to drop out, you know, Nikki Haley, one of the last ones to drop out, actually put up a real challenge. I mean, it didn't turn out to be that strong percentage-wise, but really tried, right, for a long time. So Trump doesn't love stuff like that. So very likely that in any of these congressional districts that are vacated by Trump appointments, like District 6, I think, where Waltz is, or five, I forget now, or in New York, at least Stefanik. Trump is going to say, this is the person I want. Well, a person who's been a big DeSantis supporter is probably not going to get that. So, James Udmeyer, you know, is not going to get the endorsement. That doesn't mean he can't win, but do we really want to have a bloody fight between DeSantis through proxy and Trump? I don't know. These are weird things we're still waiting to figure out. Don Gates, Matt's dad, is another one that has been floated. I have no idea if he's interested. I didn't call him yesterday, but, you know, that would be weird. Interesting. Destin Mayor Bobby Wagner is another one that I hear. I personally think that Nathan Boyles would like to have this seat. The Waste Pro guy. Now, you're like, who? Well, oh, exactly. That's going to be a problem in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Michelle Salzman has said she is strongly considering. I think that the fair money is that she wants the seat. The question is, none of these folks are going to get ahead of of Matt Gaetz, who hasn't said, and they're not going to want to get ahead of Trump, and so there's a lot of waiting going on. You know, plus, in Florida, you don't want to resign your seat to run and then find out that you're not even getting the endorsement. You know, like, there's a lot of that wait and see who's going to ask me to do it or say they're going to work for me, you know, because who wants to resign an existing seat? Doug Broxson, I just don't think wants it. And again, I didn't check with him. I didn't really reach out to a lot of people yesterday because I thought it wouldn't be really fair to ask him. I don't think Joel Rubman will run for it. Alex Andrade said he doesn't want it. But we're going to have him on at 6:35 because he's a really good, like, perspective on this whole process. Other people who are maybes are, you know, like maybe Chip Simmons, but I don't think he wants it. Maybe Bob Johnson, but I don't think he wants it. DC Reeves, his phone died yesterday from all the calls. I think he's happy being mayor of Pensacola, but who would not want to be a congressman if given the chance? That's a really interesting one. Jeff or Gary Burgosh, James Calkins. Look, you never know. I mean, people think that they're going to be a thing. You know, people have their delusions of grandeur and, you know, gets blown out in his own district for re-election. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he wouldn't consider himself a good candidate for, you know, running for higher office.
Now, hurricanes are horrible. No one likes hurricanes.
I mean, you never know what James Calkins might come through with. 437-1620. Holly Benson, Gene Valentino, Doug Underhill, Grover, Tim Kinsel. I don't think he'd likely do it. But anyway, there's a lot of people on this list. Like I said, I got about 30 names. 437-1620. What does this mean for the Attorney General seat? We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're seeing one accident right now. Thanks for the tip on this one. An accident on the ramp passing from I-10 westbound onto I-110. So just be aware of that. We'll get more information as it becomes available because it just happened. Railroad crossings that are closed right now. We've got Olive Road still closed, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, and Archer. Now, a little later on today, Kingsfield and Old Kim Strand, but it's open currently.
Yeah, and Archer, I think, is also on that list of supposed to be closed today. So, yeah, it's, hey, text us. Like, if you see Kingsfield is closed, please text us so we can tell everybody.
Exactly.
If Kingsfield and Old Kim Strand close as expected today, that's going to be a catastrophe. Again, I mean, the mess moves north. The mess is moving north, okay?
That's right. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says Frank White. I keep forgetting Frank White. I'm so sorry. Frank White. Yes, absolutely. Frank White is a very high likelihood candidate for this office. Why do I not have Frank on my list? That's crazy. Sorry. Frank White is most definitely a high probability candidate for this contest. 437-1620, 437-1620. Pat Maney. Oh, interesting. Okay, that's an interesting suggestion. I don't know him all that well. Oh, okay, we just got a text. Kingsfield is closed. And a picture. There you go. Oh, and there's excavators and bag. Like, they just closed that. Like, we just looked at the map a few minutes ago. So, all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, yeah, as expected, Kingsfield is closed. Oh, good Lord. Anyway, I'm so sorry for you folks. At least you have outlets east. Hopefully it's not too bad. But with 9 Mile being open, your outlets shouldn't be so bad. So back to Matt Gaetz. What is going to happen with his nomination? Well, this is where it gets kind of interesting because so far, there aren't a lot of people coming out and saying yay in Congress. There's a lot of people who think this is crazy. Because, look, having been under investigation puts him in a cloud. He's a loudmouth, and he alienates a lot of people. I personally think that Matt's an extremely sharp guy. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think he's one of the few people that, like, he's smarter than I am. Okay, that doesn't mean I think he's right all the time, but I think, like, in terms of the ability to digest information, retain it, articulate it, piece it together, solve problems. I've seen Matt work. I've interacted with him a lot. He's extraordinarily sharp. Is he capable of being the Attorney General? Sure. Do people want him to be the Attorney General, which is a kind of an independent post, right? Once you nominate, they're there. They don't serve at the pleasure of the president. You can't just remove them. Is my understanding. If I'm wrong about that, somebody correct me. But I'm pretty sure that's the case. You can't just remove them. I mean, if they ask you to step down, maybe do. But, the whole point is that the Attorney General is there to represent the law, not the president. So the Attorney General might investigate the president or the White House, declare a special counsel. Like, all kinds of things can happen. He is clearly a Trump loyalist. So what Trump wants is loyalists. He's got Tulsi Gabbard. You know, the SecDef, Pete Hegseth. That's right, Pete Hegseth. Anyway, he wants people that he knows he can trust and believe in. If he's going to rip apart the deep state, which is what he wants to do, he doesn't want opposition from inside. So that's what he's thinking. Now, can Matt get confirmed by the Senate? You ask me my bet, the answer is no. Can Trump wield enough power to get him confirmed? I have no idea. Does it matter? Can he serve without a confirmation? Maybe. Can he be appointed and act as interim even without a confirmation? Again, I don't know. Maybe. Would that be weird? Super weird. Legal? And there is a theory, by the way. One theory is that Matt is a sacrificial lamb. But why would he resign his seat then? Well, I mean, he has to. But maybe he goes into, if this doesn't work, he goes into some other position. But he has been interested in matters of the Justice Department for years. And so, passionate about this stuff and obviously still very close to Trump. So it's going to be it's going to be fascinating to watch. And we still don't even have all your nominees for all your different positions. It's just kind of, but this is obviously the one that locally is fascinating. And of course, if somebody leaves a current position, like if it's Michelle Salzman, for example, then, who runs for that seat, that district one, that would be an appointment by the governor, I believe. Anyway, who would wind up getting that position? Good question. So, lots to be determined. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of sign and drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Nugent, Smashing Pumpkins. We're having some fun in here this morning. I like it. 6:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, by the way, quick correction. Apparently, if Michelle does resign to run, Michelle Salzman does resign to run for Congress, that would be filled by a special election, so not by an appointment. I assume that's mirroring the federal constitution. But I hate to confess it. I've never read the Florida Constitution in its entirety. I've read so many statutes and so many segments, but I've never read the whole thing. It's like 100 pages.
So you can knock it out in an hour.
Yeah, fine. I mean, whatever.
There's going to be a quiz tomorrow on it.
There won't. somebody texts in, if Jeff Bergosh is appointed to federal office, I will move to another district and I serve in the military. It wouldn't be an appointment. It'd be an election. Did I say appointment? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Traffic first from John Pickens. John?
That's right. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still got that accident on the ramp passing from I-10 westbound onto I-110. So just be aware of that. Now, railroad crossings that are closed today: Olive Road, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, and Archer. Now, the final three, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, and Archer, have just closed. We got official confirmation on that, so thank you for the tip.
We've seen the pictures.
Yes, we have.
Or at least for Kingsfield, we've seen them, and we trust the other ones, yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, very good. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Republicans have nominated Speaker Mike Johnson to retain the gavel for another 2 years. He was running unopposed, won the speakership nomination on a voice vote. Georgia's election interference case will continue. Re-elected District Attorney Fonnie Willis has indicated she intends to continue pushing forward with that 2020 investigation that involves multiple suspects, including President-elect Donald Trump. But in his case, it may have to wait 4 more years. Now, I saw this story, Andrew, and it reminded me the other day of when you were talking about reverse news.
Yeah.
So did
I explain reverse news?
Well, you did the other day, but
on the air,
people may not have been listening.
The basic thing about reverse news is, you know, like to say if today 40,000 planes took off and landed safely, that's the news.
Right.
As opposed to today there was a near collision in the air. Like, you know, it's what's the total context of the truth that's boring that we never report. Go ahead.
So I saw this story, and here it is as it came to me. The social media platform X is seeing a massive user exodus. One day after the presidential election, over 115,000 users deactivated their accounts, the biggest loss in users since Elon Musk bought the platform in 2022.
How many hundreds of millions of users are there?
Well, so here's my attempt at reverse news.
Oh, good. I like it. Go on.
Digging into the numbers, there's about 106 million X users in the United States. So the day after the presidential election, about 105.95 million of them continued using X as normal.
Oh, I love it. That's great. What a great application. Not X necessarily, but, you know, that of you by a news guy. Well done, sir. I saw some high-profile celebrity had just left X, and I'm like, changes my life, not at all. Still having orange chicken for lunch. you know, like, who cares? David, thanks. That makes my day that you did that. That makes my day. That's fantastic. 6:28 here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, I will tell you, the one advantage we've had on the railroad crossings this time as opposed to last time is that CSX is communicating indirectly. Indirectly with some staff at Escambia County, and thank God, because we wouldn't have known anything if they weren't. And so I want to give credit to Escambia County staff, for being communicative about this. And when I've been asking, they have been very, very, very helpful. So I know they feel powerless. I know people are like, why don't the county commissioners do something? They can't. And look, I would, you know, if you could lay this blame at the feet of the county commission, I would. But even I don't know what they can do. Now, I will say this. This is just an observation. I think if all of this had happened 3 weeks ago, Stephen Barry doesn't get reelected. Because people would be so furious. And who do you blame? Blame your county commissioner. It's the only place. I got one election coming up, right? So it is, the timing is interesting to happen after, and I don't think there's anything about it. I'm just, you know, the thought occurred to me that if this had happened 3 weeks ago, probably could have changed the election locally, which is just kind of an odd thing to think about. Oh, somebody says, Andrew, I think you should run for Congress. Unelectable. Unelectable. No way. Tempting. No. No. No, there's no way. I'd get slaughtered in an election anyway. I just know that. And it wouldn't be fun. And I'd probably have to give up this job to do it. I mean, it'd just be like, there's no upside to this story.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President-elect Donald Trump shocking Washington once again after announcing he wants Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General.
Clearly, it's just kind of like a God-tier kind of trolling, just to trigger a meltdown.
That's Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman speaking to reporters. Gaetz resigned his House seat yesterday.
His resignation comes days before the House Ethics Committee was set to vote on releasing a potentially damaging report about him. The committee has been investigating the now former congressman for years for allegations including sex trafficking, drug use, and accepting bribes.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Trump also selecting former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to be the Director of National Intelligence, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, and Republicans officially keep control of the House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 72. We've got cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Matt Gaetz submitted his resignation hours after being nominated by President-elect Trump to be the U.S. Attorney General. Yesterday at a news conference, Johnson said the decision caught them by surprise.
I asked him what the reasoning was, and he said, well, you can't have too many absences. So under Florida state law, there's about an 8-week period to select and fill a vacant seat.
And Johnson says if Governor DeSantis acts quickly, a special election to replace Gaetz can be held before January 3rd when members of the new Congress take the oath of office. It's not clear yet whether Gaetz will be able to get Senate confirmation to become attorney general. Also yesterday, Rick Scott's bid for Senate majority leader came to an end. South Dakota's John Thune will be the new leader of the Senate Republicans. Scott was eliminated in the first round ballot. Thune and Texas's John Cornyn faced off in a secret vote. Thune will now replace Mitch McConnell, who's stepping aside as the Republican leader. There is increasing support for a proposed expansion of Highway 98 near Destin. FDOT recently released a study including a vision for an expansion to 6 lanes from the Okaloosa Island Pier to the East Pass Bridge. That would also include a rebuilding of the bridge.
With US 98, the key concern right there is congestion. Obviously, we have several parts of the corridor that have seen an uptick in traffic in recent years.
That is Ian Satter with FDOT. He says the extra lanes of traffic would be good, but he also believes adding bicycle and pedestrian facilities to the road would really help to prevent fatal accidents. Data from the FDOT study showed that particular area of 98 was one of the most deadly stretches of the road. City officials in Destin say they support the project. They're planning a public meeting next month, and they want anybody who could be affected by the project to show up and give input. Senator Marco Rubio has been tapped by President-elect Donald Trump to be the Secretary of State. Governor DeSantis will have the power to pick his successor. That happened also back in 2009 when Charlie Crist sent George Lemieux to Washington.
When they get there, they're going to be a senator just like anybody else, and they're going to have the power to impact the policy of this country.
And Lemieux says the incoming senator will have to be able to build relationships and coalitions to earn a majority support in the Senate, House, and then earn the president's approval. His advice to DeSantis is to think about picking someone with the right skill set to be successful in Washington. A special election would take place in 2026, in which the appointee could run in. If you're headed out to Fort Pickens today at the Gulf Islands National Seashore, they've got some parking lot closures. A few parking lots being redone today, today and tomorrow. The Langdon Beach Pavilion and Battery Langdon parking lots will be closed for resurfacing both today and tomorrow. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is building a new law enforcement memorial plaza, and that's going to happen next year. The plaza will be built in front of the sheriff's office and expand their current memorial into a place where people can come together. The sheriff's office says it will allow for large gatherings, events, and moments of reflection. That plaza is being funded through the Escambia Sheriff's Office Foundation, and won't require any taxpayer money to build. A public groundbreaking is being planned for early next year. 6:35 at News Radio, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with that accident on the ramp passing from I-10 westbound onto I-110. It's in the right-hand lane. People need to slow down and get in the left-hand lane for that. Let's see here. Railroad crossings that are closed. Olive Road, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, Archer are all closed this morning. So you definitely want to plan alternate routes around that. At least 9 Mile is open. We're looking at it in a positive way. Reverse news. 9 Miles open. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have showers and thunderstorms ending as you go through your morning. High today near 77 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping with some dry air near 55 degrees. As you go into Friday, sunny skies, high near 72. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Keeping sunshine around through Saturday with a high near 72 and a low near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 72 degrees around the area. We've got cloudy skies this morning. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The October Producer Price Index is set to show an uptick in inflation. PPI, a measure of what producers get for goods and services, is expected to show a 0.2% increase last month, according to a Dow Jones estimate. This would equate to a 2.3% annual increase. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Cisco reported a fourth straight quarter of declining revenue, even as results topped analyst estimates. Cisco's revenue dropped 6% in the quarter ending October 26th from $14.7 billion a year earlier. The stock slipped 2.5% in extended trading. Diamond Sports has reached a deal with Amazon's Prime Video that will see its 16 regional sports networks offered on the streaming platform. The newly rebranded FanDuel Sports Network will be available as an add-on subscription for Prime customers living within the team's designated geographic area. Futures are slightly higher ahead of additional inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because the same talking
same
points.
It is. Yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Every once in a while, when I try to picture State Representative Alex Andrade listening to his old school rap, it stretches even my capacity for imagination. But then again, people probably think that about me, too. So, 640 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And joining us now, we have State Representative for District 2, Alex Andrade. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Anything new, fun, exciting going on in your neck of the woods?
I don't know. You want to talk about Milton? Just kidding. All right.
I had great breakfast this morning. Oh, I don't know what else is newsworthy.
There you go. All right. So Matt Gaetz has been nominated to be the Attorney General for the United States, and this creates all kinds of local political shakeup. But before we get to that, because that's really interesting, there's a lot of pushback in D.C., according to the news reports, and some of the quotes, you know, some are on record, some are not, saying that he will never get nominated, or he will never get confirmed. He will never get through the Senate. Does he have to get through the Senate? Can he be a recess appointment? Is there a way for him to be the Attorney General without getting advising consent from the United States Senate?
Yes. That really is. I mean, you can see the track record of recess appointments. You can see the track record of kind of acting appointments without a Senate confirmation. I think that in this circumstance, that's very likely to happen. And so the confirmation process for him through the Senate is not a real concern from my standpoint now.
Interesting. So do you think that they'll even bother doing a confirmation process, or will he just make the recess appointment and wait it out 2 years until Matt runs for governor, if he does?
I don't know. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not familiar with all of the different machinations of D.C. politics. Because a lot of it's a waste of time. So I couldn't fully tell you what's going to happen, but what I can tell you is that Congressman Gaetz and President Trump both have a healthy dislike for those machinations,
yeah.
And there's no one better at kind of breaking those procedural machinations than now former Congressman Gaetz. So I am confident it will all be resolved in due time.
Now, one of the other elements of this, of course, is that we're going to have and by the way, I don't know if you want to opine, about Gaetz as Attorney General. One of my concerns about him as Attorney General is independence from the president. One of my other concerns about him as Attorney General is he's never really run an organization. And, you know, there's a healthy it's kind of like my same concern about the Department of Defense nomination is these are people who don't seem to have the level of operational executive experience that you would want. But any thoughts about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the number of folks who are appointed year in and year out to U.S. attorney positions across the country. Look at the people who've previously served in this role. The one qualification generally is they need to be a lawyer.
Right.
Not necessarily a manager. The separation between the president is not a big concern for me. I think that sometimes the betrayals of President Trump in his first term by folks like Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions were things that kind of stuck out to a lot of folks. So I think that relationship is a healthy thing, especially when you're talking about trying to eliminate some of that swamp, some of that bureaucracy that kind of hinders this type of progress. Think about all the different times you've seen the specter of an investigation kind of shut someone's credibility down without any background or any named source actually coming out and saying something was happening.
And who knows that better than Matt Gaetz? I mean, who has experienced that better than Trump and Matt Gaetz, right? Both of them.
Matt's father was shook down, was extorted. Someone tried to extort him. A former federal felon who just gotten out of federal prison was aware of an investigation of a congressman. How did that former felon who just gotten out of prison become aware of a DOJ investigation of a congressman?
Right.
Like, those are questions that no one has ever even bothered asking. And those are things that I'm looking forward to getting to the bottom of.
Yeah, if you look at Matt, in my opinion, if you look at Matt as he's going to clean it up, he's aware of the problems, he's going to, you know, fire and heads are going to roll, and he's the sort of in the DOJ version of Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk getting in there to clean up other bureaucratic elements. And again, a Trump loyalist, clearly a Trump loyalist who's going to, you know, do the things that Trump wants, as you say. You know, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr did not turn out quite that way. So, yeah, no, it's a very, very interesting pick. We're talking to Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2. Hang on for just a second, Alex. We got John Pickens with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on I-10 westbound heading to I-110. The right lane is shut down, so stay in the left lane on that. Also, railroad tracks that are closed this morning, crossings Olive, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand and Archer are all closed this morning, so plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic.
But
on the
9 Mile is open.
That is
I
true.
Put my eyes on it. I drove across it this morning. It's nice and easy. You won't even launch your car. Back to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Alex, let's turn now to what it means locally, because not only did Matt get nominated for attorney general, but he resigned his position as a state representative. This is going to lead to special election, and will there be a primary before that special election?
Yeah, there needs to be a primary before the special election. It's not going to be like some type of open primary where everyone is a free-for-all. There will be a primary, and then a few weeks later, there will be a general. Hopefully, it'll happen quickly. I saw the announcement from Governor DeSantis that he'd already directed Secretary of State Cord Byrd to come up with a plan before he comes back from Italy. So I think you'll have that announcement, at least on the congressional special elections, in the next few days. I'm looking forward to seeing the domino effect here in the panhandle now.
All right, let's start with the easy one. You're in, you're out. What's your opinion? Because I have told people that you don't want the job.
Yeah, I have a daughter who's not quite 2 years old yet, and she's grown up more and more every single day, like to the point that I don't want to blink. I happen to like hanging out with my wife and my daughter, and I'd like to potentially have more children in the future. So the idea of going to Congress is not appealing, mainly just because I wouldn't be able to do the job well. Like I'd want to spend too much time with my family, and that's one job where you got to be kind of out for yourself. So not for me. I'm not built for it. There are some people whose life circumstances are different, though. I heard you mention, you know, Ashton Hayward a second ago. I think Ashton's in a perfect life situation to do it. I think he's built for this type of job. I think he'd be great. I think someone like Frank White would be incredible as well. I trust Frank. I think he's got a lot of integrity. There's going to be a lot of names coming out that I think people will be surprised by in the very near future.
What I would say are the top four that I've heard a lot, or five really, are the two you said, you know, former Mayor Hayward and Frank White, and then former state representative Frank White, and then Don Gates, Michelle Salzman, and Utmeyer, the chief of staff. And I also keep hearing this guy who I do not know him particularly, but the superintendent out of Walton County, is it? Okaloosa County, Marcus Chambers. Any thoughts about any of those contenders?
Yeah. Marcus Chambers, I think, is if Marcus Chambers wants to leave being superintendent over in Okaloosa County, I think he'd be a real contender from over there. And he would probably be the spoiler. Historically, what happens in these kinds of races is if Gambie County eats its own, you got a lot of different ambitious people and they all run, and then no one will get out of the way for each other, and then you'll have one singular person that Okaloosa County supports, and that person generally has an edge going into it. He could be that person. And so, that's one thing to look out for is, that happens regularly.
Interesting. So, yeah, and do you give any credibility to the idea that Don Gates, Matt's dad, would actually run for this seat?
I don't want to speak for Don.
Sure.
If If I were to guess, no. So I reached out to Don last night just to let him know. It's like, I don't want to be your son. I want to help your son however I can. I don't want to be your son. I'm not going to run. I don't think Don wants to be his son either. I think Don wants to help his son.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
So my assumption is that Don's going to be serving in the state Senate with me as his counterpart in the state House, and we'll do some good things this session.
Yeah, no, that's agreed. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be, I mean, I don't know whether we're going to have 5 people on this ballot or 30 people on this ballot, because it could be 30. I mean, I was coming up with names like D.C. Reeves, you know, is another possibility. Nathan Boyles is another possibility that I've mentioned. Either of the Burgosh brothers, I think, is a possibility. I think James Calkins might think he can get this seat. Like, there's mentioning the sheriff.
Nathan Boyles could do it.
Yep.
Doug Broxton could do it.
Yep.
Chip Simmons could do it. There's lots of folks who I think would be contenders in a primary, right? Like, I think that you need a someone with, like, an impeccable conservative record for a primary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the folks that you mentioned, there's dossiers on them a mile high, right? So, like, there's some folks that aren't realistic. But if you're talking about
it's a question whether you ask all the rest of us or whether you ask them. Because you've got to be you've got to look. I say this with respect, honestly. You've got to be a little bit of a, you know, egomaniac in order to run for Congress in the first place. You've got to so believe in yourself. You've got to so believe that you're capable, that you're ready, that it's your time for any of these big offices. You know, you've got to kind of have that. And, you know, a lot of people on this list have that. Not all of them do, but a lot of them do.
The difference is the scrutiny for something like this seat versus like a state house race is magnitudes different.
Right.
So like, I think that, you know, some folks will probably be surprised by the scrutiny they'll get and their like inability to kind of like skirt around uncomfortable issues very soon. And that'll be interesting as well. But again, like, I mean, shoot, if Senator Broxton wanted to run for this seat, I'd be hard pressed to say anybody, you know, is a lock to be in a better position to win it.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
Like, pretty much run in this seat 3 times.
Right, and overwhelming victories and very high name recognition and well-liked. I don't know if he wants it or not. I kind of had that same thinking about Chip Simmons. I mean, I think if Chip wanted it, he could probably have it, depending on who else is in. I don't think he wants it, but, you know, that's – and also I think that would put him at odds with some other people who are, you know, otherwise pretty well aligned with him. I think he's pretty happy doing what he's doing right now. So last thing I just wanted to ask
– on the flip side, Bob Johnson.
Yeah, no, right. Agreed. Agreed. Bob, I mean, I thought all the sheriffs, you know, Mike Adkinson, Eric Aiden. I mean, like, any of your 4 sheriffs could potentially, I mean, want this.
Someone's going to text me and say that they're angry I didn't mention their name, Andrew.
I know, you can't win. I mean, even, you know, it's funny. As I was brainstorming my list last night, I mean, I came up with people like, you know, Doug Underhill and David Morgan and Malcolm Thomas and, you know, Holly Benson. And, you know, like, you start really thinking about
Doug Underhill and Gene Valentino.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You got plenty of former. Like, Gene Valentino's got the financial resources and connections in other parts of the country that he'd probably be a better fit for it than Doug Underhill.
And he's got, you know, he's back in the media doing stuff. So, yeah, no, there's all kinds of potential here. It's going to be a big old hot mess. One last thing just before I let you go. If an elected current does decide to run, they'd have to resign. Like, particularly I'm thinking of, if Michelle Salzman decides to run, she would have to resign to do so, right?
Yeah, and I've already had that conversation with the speaker. Yeah, so to qualify, you have to resign your current position.
Okay. Very good. Anything I missed to ask you that you want to tell people? Any of your thoughts? Because that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew you weren't running and I knew you'd offer candidate opinions. So any other things I didn't ask you want to say?
The opportunities for Matt Gaetz to go actually make reform and fight the deep state that we can't even fathom the opportunities and the incredible one. How amazing is it that our congressman is now going to be the Attorney General for the United States? Like we haven't had an elected statewide official in decades, and now this area has the Attorney General for the United States is from the Panhandle. What an amazing
an amazing opportunity for Northwest Florida. I could not be prouder of him and excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I agree about that same exact sentiment. Alex Andrade, he's our state representative for District 2. Alex, thanks so much for the time this morning. I know with your kids and family, you know, you'd always rather be spending time with them, but I appreciate it. And you're always so available, so I really appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.
6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still dealing with the railroad closings on Olive Road, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, and Archer. So plan about an extra 45 minutes to an hour in those areas if you have to get around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man, he's just like Trippendicular, you know?
Good morning, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, House Republicans have nominated Speaker Mike Johnson to retain the gavel for another 2 years. He was running unopposed, won the speakership nomination through a voice vote. An unprecedented shakeup at the Pentagon said to be in the works. Reuters reports that members of President-elect Trump's transition team are making a list of military officers to be fired, with sources saying that shakeup could include the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Georgia's election...
At this point, nothing would surprise.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Georgia's election interference case will continue. Re-elected District Attorney Fani Willis saying she intends to continue pushing forward with the investigation involving former President Trump and other suspects. Of course, Trump's case may have to wait 4 more years now that he's been reelected.
Yeah, some of the sort of agitators in Congress, I think, wanted a record vote for Johnson in order to sort of voice their opposition or whatever. But in the end, like you say, voice vote. And so big kudos to him, too. I mean, remember, Matt Gaetz orchestrated Kevin McCarthy's ouster, what eventually became Mike Johnson.
Listen on air at 92.